Then the sun disintegrates between a wall of clouds. I summer where I winter at. No one is allowed there.
It's not a foxtrot or a polka. It has a little bit of blue rhythm that sighs. It has a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicky wacky wicky. But when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love in her eyes. You'll dream.
The popcorn you're eating has been pissed in. Film at 11.
At Argon, we know that a country which depends on oil can't afford to run short. But conventional drilling is not always possible. Now, new ways must be found to produce crude oil. Here at our multi-billion dollar refinery in Fairbanks, we're extracting over 2.5 billion barrels of crude oil each day from teenagers' faces. Crude oil can be shipped via mammoth super tankers in order to better utilize our country's vast supplies of yet untapped natural resources. And here in Milan, Italy, an affiliate of Argon has developed a way to reclaim oil from the discarded combs of local residents, enough to fill an 1,100-foot tanker and save 60,000 gallons of valuable energy. Back in the United States, we've developed a way to filter the oil from carry-out foods, an amount sufficient to supply the entire city of Oakland, California. And for the future, the promise of capturing over 40 trillion cubic feet of natural gas has brought us to Beaumont, Texas, and this unique recycling method. At Argon, we're working to keep your money.
Ron Butler with local affiliate WILO is at the convention center now with a live Minicam report. Ron, what's the situation there? Ron, are the teachers still voting? It seems we are having...
And now it's time for Church Chat.
Hello, I'm the Church Lady, and this is Church Chat. Well, we have a wonderful show tonight, but before we get started, I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to Church Chat. It's Church Lady Canned Ham. The perfect ham for church picnics or Christian buffets. Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. So tonight, let it be Church Lady Ham. All righty. Let's welcome our first guest, the president and absolute dictator of Iraq, political strongman, Mr. Saddam Hussein. Hush, children, hush.
Thank you, Church Lady, for this opportunity to speak to the American television audience.
Well, welcome to our show, Sodomy.
It's Saddam.
Oh, I know that, Satan. Little language barrier. Now, you know, whatever your name is, I don't watch a lot of CNN. I'm just church lay, but I heard something about you invading a country, dear, occupying something. What's that all about?
Kuwait has long been a part of Iraq. We are simply reclaiming what is rightfully ours.
Oh, I see. It was yours to begin with. How convenient. Well, that explains Kuwait. I'm satisfied. Let's move on. Now, you know what? You know what? I just love your hat.
Well, thank you.
May I see it for just a second? I promise I'll give it right back. Can I just...
Yes. I suppose so, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Oh, what a lovely hat. I really like it. I just love it. It's just adorable. Oh, I think I'll just put it on here. Oh, look, it just fits wonderfully. You know what? I think it was mine all along. I'm going to keep it.
That is my hat, and you said you would give it back to
well,
me.
Well, I lied. Little newsflash, I'm keeping it. New hat for the church lady. How does that make you feel?
Well, I feel anger, confusion, resentment, sense of betrayal.
Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Just getting all huffy on me, Satan, Sodom, whatever it is, Sodom. Well, let's introduce my next guest. She's my mentor, my inspiration, the wind beneath my wings. Please welcome my sainted mother. Well, hello, Mother. Good to see you.
Hello, dear. Isn't that skirt a little short?
Well, it's the same length it's always been, Mother. Just let it go. Let it go. All right, Mother. Now, this is Saddam Hussein.
How do you do?
You know, you look like somebody I know. Who is it, Enid?
Oh, I don't know. Could it be Uncle Walter?
No, not Uncle Walter.
Could it be Julie Peters, the town slut?
Maybe a little around the eyes, but no.
Oh, I know. Could it be Satan?
America is the great Satan, and the United States will lose this conflict. Your entrails will be food for the grinning hyena that eats your rotting flesh.
Well, isn't that special?
Saddam, have you ever seen our Marines in action? We had an opportunity to watch them this summer.
It was desert training.
There they were, crawling along on their elbows, their bulbous buttocks scurrying along the hot desert floor. Each half of their firm buttocks was perfectly aligned, then suddenly askew, then aligned, then askew in the other direction, then aligned, then askew, aligned, askew. Not unlike two muscular gerbils tussling under an Afghan.
And you know, Saddam, the interesting thing is that right before they fired
their buttocks tensed, quivered ever so slightly, and then they squeezed off a few rounds, screaming their payload across the hot desert sand. And then, with their ammo spent, their buttocks relax in sweet exhaustion.
Oh, it just makes me tingle.
Of course, they'll be coming toward you, so you'll have a different view of the action.
You'll only see the buttocks of the bigger boys.
You both speak with the tongue of a jackal.
No, sir, mister. I don't
think
so.
You and your mother will be the first to fall before the advancing horde. Yes, you have suckled a swine.
I wouldn't
you have birthed
mother
a foul thing.
Not true, mister. Not true.
I will speak to
you
this
just shut up.
Anywhere.
You just shut up, mister. Shut up. Mother, tell him. Yes, mother. Get him. Get him, mother. Yes. 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 Excellent. Okay, Satan. Get him, mother! Get him! Oh, get the leg hold! Now say it! Say it! Say it!
Why is it New York and Southern England?
Love me less, please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love will tumble me down. You leave me breathless. Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, that's no lie. Cause when you call my name, you know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me breathless. Ooh, baby. Ooh, crazy. You're much too much. Honey, I can't love you enough. It's all right to hold me tight. But when you love me right. Oh, come on. Don't be shy. This love was meant for you and I. Wind, rain, sleet or snow, I'm gonna be wherever you go. You have left me breathless.
I'm ashamed of you, sneaking out like that. Is that the way I brought you up? By the way, Bud, honey, can you pick a lock?
Yep.
And a nose.
Okay, good. It's this way. Come with me.
What's Daddy doing?
Oh, playing with his friends. Now, hurry up.
A pathetic little lock, wouldn't you say, Cal?
Yeah, Jacobson 360. Single barrel, two tumblers. Why don't they just lock it with a piece of gum?
Tweezers.
Tweezers.
Have you guys done this before?
No.
Let's do it. been a smoker for a long time, since I was 16. He's very hard. Come on now. Throw it up. Here. Come on. Okay. The elevator is down here. One step in.
I'll take that one.
Well, you know, actually, I think I've changed my mind.
Mr. Morrison?
Yes?
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, really, it's all right. I was just saying...
Come with me. We're about to change your life.
For the better, I hope. The founding father?
Please, Mr. Morrison. I see you have a daughter who's 10.
Alicia.
You left the space for a school blank.
Where my daughter goes to school really has no connection with whether or not your organization can help me to quit smoking, Mr. Donati. So. Well, are we going to get down to it or not?
Yes, of course. In fact, we've already started getting down to it. Do you have cigarettes with you?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
May I have them, please? Our methods here at Quintus Incorporated are rather radical, Mr. Morrison.
Well, as a treatment, Mr. Donati, they suck. This is a newsstand down in the lobby. They sell all brands, you know what I mean?
Availability is only part of the problem. The fallback rate for reformed smokers is higher than the fallback rate for heroin addicts.
You know, you can spare me the Reader's Digest lecture, my friend, because I changed my mind. You open this door?
We've got a hell of a problem, Mr. Morrison. But we here at Quitters Incorporated have developed a hell of a solution.
Look, you're going to develop a hell of a problem with my lawyers. You know?
Relax, Mr. Morrison. Here's something that might interest you.
Just the way they were. I came around.
same thing is going to happen in this fourth quarter, Mac.
Let me tell you something, Gino. Can you out here talking about a click? The only click you need to know about is the Harlem Heat and Sister Sherry. See, because what you're dealing with here is the brotherhood. It's nonstop from this point on in WCW. We take what we want. And after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
I should point out for the record, Stevie Ray, look at this. Take a look. We're talking about the rack, the torture rack of Lex Luger. And what about the choke slam of the Giant? These are the things you're going to have to deal with tonight.
What about the...
Jim Cornette, I talked to you earlier on. You were with the opposing team.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? You haven't talked to me. I haven't seen you all day. I've been getting the British Bulldog ready to win. I told you I'd be on your side, Davey, and I'm going to stick with you all the way. Teddy, you don't have anything to worry about. I'm an honest as the day is long. I guarantee you.
Well, I talked to him earlier on.
Let me tell you something, Jim Cornette. I don't care who's on my team as long as my team wins and brings home the cash. But I told you once, and I'm going to tell you again right now, nobody crosses the million-dollar man. Remember it, Cornette.
Ladies, stop the fighting. If you're going to fight, you got one of two choices.
be like all the rest of the chicks and fight over the Heartbreak Kid, or be like the dudes and, well, fight Ahmed because he's my back door. I got news for you, boys. You better stick together, because if you don't, me and Ahmed will, and we will survive. Wild card match, wild night, toast. What a wild team.
Oh, yeah!
What is that?
Let's get down there, count!
That was a power slam.
Wait a minute. Michaels wants to come back in, and indeed, here we go. Wait a minute. What's this?
Oh, my goodness! Michaels, yes! One, two,
oh, and a kick out. Oh, it was close.
Hey, McManaka, tell me one thing about Shawn Michaels. Sid comes in the room.
Look out!
And Dean Douglas heading for the tall timber. He's out of there.
He was telegraphing it.
Man was warming up that sweet chin music.
And Razor out there with Dean Douglas.
Wait a minute. You're not getting along. There is bad blood between these two. That's for sure.
Wait a minute. Scoop. A roll up. Michaels. No. The other way. One. Two. No. Oh, so close. Razor with a hard right hand.
The teammates.
One.
Ahmed being set up now for the ride, coming off. Owen Hart, no, wait a minute, wait a minute. The Bulldog, clotheslined by Razor Ramon. What is the kid, and what is Sid, what are they doing down here?
Well, you know Razor's easily distracted by the kid. There you go.
Give it to him.
Bulldog with a running power slam. Hooks the leg. One, two.
Oh, he got it.
Ahmed Johnson.
Yeah. He did it again.
I can't believe what I just saw.
One, two.
Wait a minute.
The British Bulldog. Ahmed's partner coming in and saving Yokozuna. Michael's partner as well.
Michaels and Ahmed having a conversation.
Oh, no. It's more than that. Close line over the top. Michaels
with a kick. He just picked up on top of the jaw.
One, two, three.
I can't believe it.
Here are some owners of the Mets. The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, Ahmed Johnson, and the British Bulldog.
After all things might be better after one.
Now, my brother, I shall be king.
Gods! Knights! Squires! Prepare for battle!
Yeah. just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in a blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada, oh Canada, with your face sketched on it twice. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touched my anchors, part of you pours out of me.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.